Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. 5 people are talking about different business books they have read. For each recording, decide which book the speaker is talking about. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide which book each speaker is talking about. 13.
Yes, it was interesting. Some of it was rather obvious, of course, like dressing smartly, making sure you arrive on time, that sort of thing. But there was also quite a lot I'd never really considered, like ways to interpret what the advertisement is really asking for, reading between the lines, and a section which lists some of the harder questions they tend to ask you with effective answers you can give.
Invaluable,
I'd say. Certainly helps prevent you making some of the more embarrassing mistakes. It gives you a kind of time scale to follow through. For example, they stress that you need to get publicity up and running a good 6 months before you want to stage the event, and get your main speakers booked earlier than that. They say you must make sure you've got a good assistant to support you. Check the details.
Actually, although it was a bit long, it was definitely useful. The trouble often is, when the management take on new staff, they don't necessarily really know what skills or qualities are needed. I want someone who's more than just a secretary typing out letters every day. I'm looking for a right hand, or someone to do everything. And this book spells out what that means. It's helped me to draw up a job description.
16.
Well, I wish I'd read it years ago. That would have saved me from some of my worst inefficiencies. I'd recommend it to anyone. It shows you how to produce a perfect schedule for getting through your workload. Once you've got yourself organized, made lists of tasks and priorities, you can make best use of each and every day. Otherwise, you're just constantly confusing your PA with endless requests, all terribly urgent.
17.
Certainly a lot of the book was very specialized, but it did give me an idea of how the agencies do the job. Of course, they're the people with the creative ideas, the expertise, so I'm happy to trust the image development work to them. But I read the book so I could talk to them on equal terms about what we're trying to do and how it fits in with our overall business strategy.
Now listen to the recordings again. Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. 5 people are talking about why they decided to use a particular company to supply their office equipment. For each recording, decide what reason each person gives. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what reason each person gives.
We We were having problems with the company we normally use, so we looked at a number of other companies and decided to give this one a try. They're just new in the business, and we were impressed, as they promised they would deliver the goods we wanted within 2 days, and they did. We had to pay more than we would have liked, but the results were worth it. Since then, I've told a lot of other people about them.
Apparently, they're an established company in Scotland with an excellent reputation, but I didn't know that at the time. I found them through the internet. I was just browsing through the list of suppliers one day and I noticed their name. I looked them up and found that they had this fantastic discount available that particular month. We ordered various things, and the quality was so good we've continued using them.
We like to try out different suppliers to make sure we're always getting the best deal. This particular company was running a big publicity campaign. I'd seen the ads on TV, and they really put me off. I just couldn't see the appeal. But then someone I met at a training day told me we should use them. His company had used their service for years with no complaints, so we followed his advice.
We'd looked round the market to find the cheapest deal possible, but to be honest, there wasn't much to choose in terms of cost between any of the local suppliers. However, we had a visit from a sales representative from one company, and we asked him to make up some complimentary printed letterheads for us. They were exactly what we wanted, so that was the deciding factor. I think that personal touch gives a company far better results than advertising ever can.
Obviously, there are many different factors to consider when you choose a new supplier. We always used a local company because they were relatively near and we could even pick things up ourselves if necessary. But unfortunately, they just became too expensive. Now that express delivery services are widely available, distance is no longer a consideration, and we've been able to choose someone who can give us the best package for the lowest cost.
Now listen to the recordings again. That is the end of part 2.